Blog Talk Radio. said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't.
Monday Morning Glory. Thank you so much for joining me this early this Monday morning. Listen, we are going to have a time of prayer this morning, and then we're going to read a little scripture, we're going to hear music, and then have a little motivation. This is a quick 30 minutes just to start our week off with praise and thankfulness in advance, just giving God adoration for starting our week off and going before. So please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. Thank you, God, for another day, for another week, for another moment. We come to you. We just pause right now in the mighty name of Jesus to say thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for allowing us to see this moment. Thank you for allowing us to enter the month of March 2015, the month that we will never see again once it is over. We thank you, God, for our friends and our families. Right now, God, I intercede on behalf of those who are unable to speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. I intercede on behalf of those who are sick and shut in, God. I ask that you would touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch those who are unable to speak, God. Touch them so that they would be able to speak to you and to hear you and to praise you in the way that you see fit, oh God. I ask right now on behalf of the homeless population, God, that you would go out into the streets and touch the homeless population, God. I ask that you would send your angels and just encamp around them, the homeless population. I ask that you would touch me along with others, God, so that when we see homeless individuals, individuals who don't have a place to go, that we would not shun them, and God, that we would treat them like our brothers and sisters in Christ, oh God, and show them what the love of Christ is truly about. Right now I ask, God, that you would go into the hospitals. Touch those individuals who are sick. Touch those individuals who have cancer, or those individuals who have been involved in accidents. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I ask that you would just go to this right now, God. Keep peace in our schools as our children prepare to get on the school buses, God. Just be grant safety around the buses, around the schools, God. Place a hedge of protection around the doors, God. Protect our babies as they go to school, God. Protect them while they're in school. And right now, Father God, I ask that you would go before us and lay the foundation. Lay the foundation for the week, God. Remove any potential barriers right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lay the foundation so that we would have a powerful week, a wonderful week, a fantastic week, God, so that we would not be stressed in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we just say thank you. Thank you, God, for going before us, for laying the foundation, for touching those individuals who we will deal with, the individuals whose hands we will hold, whose hands we will shake, who will be sitting across from us as we do the business deals, those who will make decisions. For we know that they are making the decisions. The decisions are already made, and you are making the decisions. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask that you will go before us, God. Lay the foundation in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to just be a fence, God. Be a fence around us so that no negativity, no enemies, nothing negative will come in our circle, in our path. Nothing negative will cross our path. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask these things. I ask right now, God, that you will go to those places in the world where we do not have peace, oh God. I ask that you would just touch the leaders of this world, oh God, so that we would have world peace. But we know that it is possible because you can do anything, Father God. We come to you right now with these requests. God, we thank you for the individuals who have put prayer requests before us, who have laid their prayer requests on the altar. We pray for financial breakthrough right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For any individual who needs a financial breakthrough, right now I ask that you would touch them and go before them and set the foundation and let them know what they need to do to have the financial discipline necessary to get on the right path, God. We pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody listening needs healing, God. We thank you for healing their body, healing their mind. Somebody dealing with cancer right now in the name of Jesus. I intercede on their behalf, God, and I pray that the cancer is removed from their body, and the next time they go to the doctor, they will receive and hear a miracle. For we know that you can do it, God. It is our faith that ignites that. And we thank you right now for putting more faith in us, in our minds, in our bodies, and in our hearts. Thank you, oh God, for the person who is listening, who may be dealing, who is dealing with depression and anxiety. I ask that you would touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Them right now in the mighty name of Jesus so that they will be calm, that they will go through this week and they will be calm, they will be happy, they will not be depressed, and then they will not be anxious. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask these things. We've laid our requests on the line before you, God, and we know that you hear them, and we thank you in advance for answering our prayers. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for prayer this morning. I hope that blessed you as much as it blessed me. We're going to go right into the word this morning. Our theme this morning is the audacity to ask. The audacity to ask. And so audacity means the willingness to take bold risks. And our scripture comes from 1 Kings 3, verse 5. Again, it's 1 Kings 3, verse 5, and it reads, "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, 'Ask, what shall I give thee?'" I'll repeat that. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what I shall give thee." And so again, our theme this morning is the audacity to ask. In this text, God told Solomon to ask for whatever he wanted. Solomon in my opinion, in his audacious state, asked for wisdom, not money, not riches, not long life, and the ability to discern, to help the people. This week, I encourage you, and I even challenge you, to have an audacious spirit. Ask God for what it is that you truly desire. As long as you ask God with good desire, good intentions, I believe that God will grant your request. So as we go into the music this morning, I want to just encourage you to have an audacious spirit. I want to encourage you to begin to think about the things that you want God to do or that you would ask God to do for you this week. And I encourage you to have an audacious spirit, an audacious thought process as you enter this week. How Great Is Our God by Chris Tomlin.
Thank you. when you don't think God is listening. It's been raining now for some time, but instead of what I see, you want me to trust you working it out for me. So tonight I will try to not. Oh, tonight I'll try to not.
Everything will be alright. It makes me wanna say thank you, love, for all you.
About having an audacious spirit and having the audacity to ask. And so the scripture says that you should ask for whatever it is you want. As I mentioned at the onset of the show, Solomon was very audacious in his request from God. Solomon asked God for wisdom and for a discerning heart so that he could lead the great people God had appointed him over. Because Solomon did not ask for riches or long life, God granted him his request and then some. You see, when we go to God with an audacious spirit and trust and believe that God is going to grant our request, I believe that we can rest assured that our request will be granted because that's how awesome our God is. Going to God with an audacious spirit requires faith and perseverance in knowing and believing in whom you trust. Know that God has your back and that the Lord already knows your request. Believe that your audacious request is directly tied to your destiny and your purpose in life. Your boldness in your request may be the determining factor in you beginning or continuing to live out your purpose and assignment in this life. Be bold, be audacious, be persistent, and ask God for the desires of your heart, and watch God move. Beloved, enter this week with gratitude and thanksgiving so that every person you encounter will see the love and positive energy that radiates from the depth of your soul. Go forth and prosper in everything you do today and for the rest of this week. God bless you. I'm Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and this is Monday Morning Glory. Have a wonderful week.
Fill me up, God.
Soul is yours.